I'm hearing an amen from my Raven friends out there. Prince, everything about him, his stance, his glance, the sounds from his instruments, all say the opposite of the state owns us. They say, I am yours. We belong to each other. They say, there is lush abundance in your fingertips. They say, there is more than enough. Just reach for it. Come. Prince has given us odes to the physical expression of love, of merging with the eternal, not to be confused with sex alone, as well as to the female form, like no other, lush and full of feeling. They remind us of what we're here for, despite power's efforts to try to ensure that we forget what we're here for, and they show us what he's here for. And just so honest, she can make you shoot your ego all over her sheets, my little scarlet pussy, and potent in conveying the truth. And I suspect my man don't write no checks, his abilities can't cash. Murders of our powerful agents of freedom, of them there have been many. But what distinguishes the murder of Prince, at least in this artificial age manufactured by the Plato's tribesmen, is their fear that his lyrics and music could inspire disciples, because his message goes beyond politics. That is so important to understand why he's a target, who gets targeted. You talk about these bodies belong to us. You talk about, let's work together, all 7 billion of us. We need to go around the interstate structure and plan together. We got these tools. That's what they're here for. You start saying that, you get targeted. His message goes beyond politics, formal politics, to the body itself, challenges the power guy's assumed ownership of us. Prince urges us to reclaim our bodies. If these bodies are for loving, they are not for being made use of, abuse in any sense. And it is this they don't want us to look at. This, the whole game they've been running for millennia, which is why they want to get on top of our picture of him, of naming him, writing his story, claiming his definition real quick. This is why they want control of his vault. And what music of his we can hear. To package this man as a commercial entity is part of their strategy for destroying his legacy, his true legacy. Those of us who love him must demand a full inventory and demand maintaining the integrity of his music and lyrics, the music and writings he left us, and fight for honest oversight and dispensation of these gifts to us. Prince suggests that the word come is a sacred one for him. Like a door, he invites us to walk through into eternity. In one of the interviews with him I've been sharing, he comments that he can write a song about anything, which is obviously the case. But what he perhaps couldn't explain, in addition, because he'd be accused of arrogance, is that, like Nicola, he was porous to the energy of the infinite. He was porous infinitely. Meaning, which I'm thinking about as being what is known as prophetic, as we discussed last week with the reading from Zora Neale Hurston and her possession, her being given visions. Prince was given visions. And I want to think about that. What that means, how that happens. He was in touch with that place of pure energy to a staggering degree, which, combined with his staggering honesty, meant that what he saw, felt, and figured out, he put directly into music and lyrics. I.e., his music and lyrics provide documentary evidence of what was done to him. And what is being done to us. Through them he speaks, and with them, with him, our emphatic partner, we will achieve our freedom. He is our beacon and standard bearer to love. Let's follow him there. And please check out, unfortunately, the recording, the speakers, they've put in some new ones that are very bad. And so the recording I'm going to share on the first excerpt for today's show, The Sensual Ever After, is not all it will be, but I hope you listen to it or get a better get the actual song and listen to it. Listen to the Rainbow Children. We'll be discussing that shortly.